That's Paul Westerberg's new project, The I Don't Cares. He's joined by Juliana Hatfield. Their debut album is called Wild Stab, and it's out now. They're working on that song called Born For Me, which first came out on Suicane Gratification by Paul Westerberg many years ago. Before The I Don't Cares, we heard Bon Iver doing Haven, Massachusetts. You were listening to The Current's Morning Show. We're supported by Minnesota Monthly's Food and Wine Experience, a delicious weekend filled with wine seminars, local and national winemakers, craft brewers, local chefs, and culinary personalities. March 5th and 6th inside Target Field. Details at foodwineshow.com. Presented by Hy-Vee. Once again for the Throbbing Hive, when we check in with John Moe, host of Conversation Parade and our man plugged in around the clock to the world of social media and the internet. Good morning, John.
Hello.
What is going on in the Hive?
Well, comedy is going on, and I have stuff about comedy for the olds and comedy for the youngs.
Okay.
So let's start with the olds, because they probably need to leave earlier and get to Perkins in time for dinner or something like that. So this is the Frinkiac, which is a new search engine that is all about quotes and screen caps from The Simpsons. Most of the first 15 seasons of The Simpsons are available on Frinkiac, and it's apparently created by some fans. You go there, you type in what you're looking for, you know, monorail, grumpy old man, whatever it is, your sort of favorite, sort of semi-realized memory of a Simpsons episode, something that you liked, and then it will populate your search results with screen caps and dialogue from the show that you can then look up and find.
And share on social media with all of your friends.
Yes. I feel really like an old. What is a screen cap?
Screen capture. So like a little, a still, basically. So you go in and, you know, I typed in monorail because that's one of my favorite episodes. That's when Springfield gets sold on a monorail that later becomes infested with rats and breaks down. And so you see the different images from the show, and then you click on them and you get the dialogue, and then you can meme that by just pressing a button. The dialogue appears on the image in that familiar Simpsons font, and then you can save that as a JPEG or something and then send it around, and you have created a meme.
Not bad. Creating a meme. And I heard you can get like into any episode. They have even like the boring, non-memeable parts.
Right, right. Well, and the meme part too, the dialogue you could put on it is customizable. So it defaults to what is the actual dialogue from the show. But you can put in your own stuff. Like you can find an image of a robot and put in your favorite Marco Rubio quote. You can find an image of Grandpa Simpson yelling at a cloud and put in your favorite Bernie Sanders quote. Really, anything you want to do for any agenda you care to advance.
It's the Throbbing Hive with John Moe, and we're talking about social media and the internet. So now we covered for the olds. What's coming up for the youngsters?
Well, The Chickening is this short film. It's 5 minutes long. It's available on YouTube. If you dare, you can put it up on The Current's website, although I really fear there will be some sort of infection of some sort if it does appear there.
Oh, man.
Have you watched this?
I barely got through it, John. I was horrified.
Okay, so this is these people from Adult Swim. If you remember the Too Many Cooks video that was going around a while ago.
Oh, do I?
The sort of same grotesque, no longer funny, but kind of funny comedy style is at work here. And these guys, Nick Denbor and Davey Force, took The Shining and kind of layered in new images in it to make it all about horrific goings-on at a remote family fun park chicken restaurant is the best I can describe it. Danny, the little boy, has a goatee. The Jack Nicholson character starts to turn into a chicken. The Scatman Crothers character is some sort of space alien. It's all funny in a very disturbing, abstract kind of way.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. Did this actually screen at Sundance?
The short did, yes. I mean, it plays as a trailer for a movie. I don't think there is a movie. God, I hope there isn't a full 2-hour version of this. But yeah, no, this is a, I mean, and it's kind of, the technology is pretty impressive too. Like what they were able to do in terms of getting this sort of weird goateed face on the little kid and getting the Jack Nicholson character to turn into a chicken. I mean, they took the old film and there's a lot they can do, but yeah, it's funny, but it may in fact haunt your dreams. But it's going viral. It's going around a lot of places right now.
It looks difficult, but it doesn't look like an achievement. It doesn't look like But you know, let's not be the judge. Check it out for yourself.
If you want your day to be a little more warped than it would otherwise be, it's, you know, it's a nice little 5-minute treatment to give yourself to get your day started off in a pretty abstract, twisted way.
It's the Throbbing Hive with John Moe. He's been letting us know what is going around the internet this week. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you.
It's 89.3 The Current.